Well, in one way, it doesn't change a huge amount when it comes to Brexit. MPs have already passed that legislation, which they think is crucially important to try and avoid a no-deal Brexit. His negotiations, Boris Johnson's, with the European Union continue. He insists he still wants to reach a deal and would likely need to do that by October the 17th or 18th, when there's a major European Union summit ahead of that planned exit date on October the 31st. So MPs being back at Westminster does allow more scrutiny, more questioning, but in a sense, it may not change a huge amount when it comes to Boris Johnson's Brexit plans. It's certainly another blow to his authority. It may well again harden the opposition to him and his plans, and he will need the support of MPs if he ever does bring a Brexit deal back to the House of Commons to be voted on.